Qualifying Plan, which is the miracle of this season.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO Ave Maria Radio.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today on Stories from the Heart, a young girl desperately wants a red snowsuit for Christmas. Her mother says no, so she conjures up a scheme of her own to get the coveted snowsuit. Stay tuned for a charming true story on another Stories from the Heart. Remember how when you were a child, on the very day that school reopened, you already anticipated that long Thanksgiving weekend? With accuracy and speed which would have astonished your arithmetic teacher, you computed the Christmas Day countdown, especially if you had a heart's desire such as roller skates or a wristwatch or a bike. As of September 7th, for instance, there were 108 waiting days before that dream might be a reality. You took every opportunity, meanwhile, to remind your parents about which doll or sled or toy you wanted, pointing it out at the counter in the store, in the catalog, or the window display. In spite of the depression and the uncertainty of continued employment for your father or family wage earner, you fervently hoped, reminded, pointed out, perhaps even prayed. If all went well, you might reasonably expect to find your choice under the Christmas tree, along with several trinkets from the dime store. For many of us, there must have been at least one Christmas when our hearts, we knew there was scant, if any, hope of having our dream realized. Maybe you craved a live pony, and despite your mother's increasingly patient efforts to point out that an upstairs four-room city suite, already housing six persons with a seventh on its way, was hardly an appropriate setting for an active young horse, you continued nonetheless to hope for a miracle via the desired pony. Then there was the year you set your heart on a pair of crutches, just like the girl in my room has. When you brought up the idea in early October, your parents persisted in ascertaining that a pair of crutches was your only request. Painful and bitter a lesson as it was, however, many of us learned early in life that no matter how desperately one wanted something, one would not necessarily find it under the Christmas tree. For me, the nemesis was a red snowsuit, such as many of my fifth grade classmates sported. But when I acquainted Mama with my Christmas dream, she was firm. Pants and trousers belong on boys or babies. Young ladies wear coats, so forget a snowsuit. It was out of the question. They give snowsuits, she said, to children on charity. You don't know how lucky you are that your father is working, thank God. You think I want teachers and neighbors to think we're on charity? Absolutely not. No matter how frequently or tearfully it pointed out that all the other girls in my room have snowsuits, if you'd look in the cloakroom, you'd see that I have the only coat. Mama remained adamant. I was to think of something else. Indeed, just about the time all hope had vanished, I had reconciled myself to a life and a wardrobe without a red snowsuit. I overheard a conversation which gave me a wonderful idea. It seemed that one could write to the Cleveland News, now just a memory, and make one's wants known. Somebody then delivered whatever had been asked for, plus toys and candy. And thus one afternoon, immediately after school, I busied myself composing the missive which was to yield the desired red snowsuit. Unfortunately, I made no carbon of the tearjerker, and years dim exactly how I phrased it. But I do recall, most vividly, that the communication went into several pages and that it consumed more than a late afternoon in its composing. When supper was over, I again disappeared into my room and resumed writing. Under the impression that I was busy with homework, my parents lauded the industrious effort, which continued until bedtime. Surreptitiously, I pilfered an envelope from Dad's stationery drawer and addressed it most carefully. Then, for the next two recess days, I drank my milk without a pretzel to scrounge up the necessary 2 pennies for postage. Few, if any, youngsters received an allowance in those days. Besides the thought of the red snowsuit I would soon own made such sacrifice possible. A few days later, though, when I arrived home, a furious mama literally pounced on me. After sending my sister and me off to school that historic morning, she had begun preparing the traditional Czech Christmas bread so she could work without interruption or sibling contentions of, I want 3 almonds if she got 3, and her raisins are bigger than mine. Thus, having waved us off to school, Mama brought out all her ingredients and proceeded to hum and measure. But no sooner had she started than there was a knock on the door, and there stood 2 men, related Mama later that afternoon, trembling with fury. When one asked if I was Mrs. Vella, I got so scared, I thought one of you had been run over, or Dad had had another heart attack at work. Then the men said they were from the newspaper. Oh, I interrupted joyfully. Then they brought me the snowsuit. Where is it? Is it red? A snowsuit. That's all she thinks of, scolded Mama. Oh, I was never so embarrassed in my life. How could you write such lies to the newspaper? How could you have said your father was out of work, that we have no money, that we have 7 hungry children in the house, and there will be soon another mouth to feed? How could you do such a thing? If your father found out, I'd hate to think what he would do, or what such information would do to him with his heart. But, Mama, I explained patiently, as if to a child, you said you wouldn't buy me this snowsuit, and I heard that if you write to the newspaper, you can get what you need. All you have to say is that your father's out of work or that he drinks up the money. So now, did they bring me the red snowsuit? Don't you ever say the word snowsuit again. Ever. That's it. No snowsuit. No snowsuit. Understand? No snowsuit. Now get the idea out of your head. You mean I spent 2 cents on a letter for a snowsuit and the men from the newspaper didn't even bring it? I asked tearfully. Shame. For a waste of 2 cents, you cry, but no word. No apology about the shame you caused me. From now on, before you send anything to anyone, I want to see it, to read it, and know about it. What can these people at the newspaper think? If you ever do anything like this again, I promise you something besides a snowsuit will be read. And every year now, as I read about newspapers' efforts to help needy families, I smile, remembering. Surprisingly enough, as Mama assured me that I would, I did manage to grow up without a red snowsuit.
And we studied them slowly. Convinced every word was true, she said they were so poor, they had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat, and they went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode a donkey, the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. they had to stay in the stable. But the three rich men found them because a star lit the roof. Shepherds came and you could pet the sheep, but not feed them. Then the baby was born, and do you know who he was? The baby was God. And she jumped in the air, whirled around, dove into the sofa, and buried her head under the cushion, which is the only proper response to the good news of the Incarnation.
Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's true story, Wanted One Red Snowsuit, was written by Paul Lewinsky and published in Catholic Digest magazine. For a copy, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless you and yours this holy season.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria.